present Spangles and Tights by Christopher Fitzsimon. Medieval Banquet.
Hello, this is Spangles and Tights, theatrical costumiers and wigmakers.
Good morning. My name's Cleena O'Sleutherhorn from Emerald, the Green Airline.
Well, hello. Have I won the free flight to Ballyhie?
Oh, that won't be announced till after Easter.
Sure, all I'd ever win would be a bus ride to Ballybunion. Desmond Doyle speaking. What can I do for you?
Well, as part of our promotion for visitors from America, we're including a wonderfully unique new innovation, an all-inclusive banquet and heritage entertainment in Kahurunafuka Castle.
Oh, sounds only gorgeous. Where exactly is this?
Well, it's about halfway between McGillicuddy's Reeks and the lakes of Letterfrocken.
Very rural, to a city slicker like myself.
It is rather remote, but in our business, remote equals scenic splendor. The more remote, the more...
Scenic is the splendor.
Oh, you must have read our brochure.
No, I'm just sitting here imagining it. I suppose it's very historical.
Very. It was built by Harold Hotwater in 1216, pillaged by the O'Sullivan of the Swamps in 1412, and reinstated by Sir Gansy Fitzbadley a century later. His ghost is said to be seen dressed in a suit of shining armour.
Terrible things to keep clean, armour. You'd spend hours with a tin of silver trying to get the rust off of them.
That's why I'm ringing you. I'm looking for costumes for our entertainers.
Will they be dressed in a period or modern? Period, I suppose.
Yes, it's the Norman period.
Oh, is it? Listen, would you ever put the list down for me on a fax?
Certainly.
We run a very tight ship here, Mr. O'Sleuther. Efficiency is our motto. No frigging in the rigging or anything like that. Now, my technical advisor, Anthony Goggin, he sees to it that we have all the latest electronic hardware, or is it software? I forget, but he deals with all that. Releases me for creativity.
I'll fax you our requirements in just a few minutes. Goodbye for now, Mr. Doyle.
Be talking to you, Miss Owen. Anthony, are you there, Anthony?
What is it, Daddy?
What are you doing up there in the loft?
I'm fixing the cable for the dish.
What dish?
The dish. So we'll be able to get all the satellite channels.
And who's going to be watching the satellite channels when we're supposed to be working?
I was thinking you and Violet could be looking at the old films. Give the two of you ideas for old-fashioned costumes. Research!
Research me, Granny. I've had more ideas about old-fashioned costumes than you've had meat dinners on whatever kind of dish. Come down here to me and watch yourself on that ladder.
I can slide down a ladder with your eyes closed. I think I've fractured the sternum.
You should have joined the circus. You'd feel more at home. Look, is that thing working?
What thing?
That thing, the fax.
Of course it's working. Didn't I install it?
Now, what kind of recommendation is that?
Look, there's no paper in it. You should have put in a new roll.
Where would I get a roll of paper? Oh, don't tell me.
It's here in the lower drawer where I keep all the office supplies.
Well, put it in for me. I'm far too busy to be taking up my time feeding a monster like that. I don't want to give a bad impression to another customer. She's going to fax me a list of costumes for a heritage entertainment set in the Norman period.
If the fax was out of paper, why didn't you resort to your favourite technological tool? The pencil and notebook.
Because I didn't want her to know I'm a bit, well, vague on the Norman period. Where's Violet?
Isn't she in the back room dressing a wig for Goldilocks?
Goldilocks? She's long past the pencil season.
Goldilocks is the name they call the Minister for Foreign Affairs when he's off duty in the clubs of Amsterdam.
Are we supplying the dress as well?
No. He's bringing his own wardrobe.
Goldilocks. They'll be calling the Archbishop Black-Eyed Susan next. Let me know if a message comes through on that thing. You're very quiet in here this morning, Violet.
Hump. I'd no sooner done the wigs when I decided to wash the costumes for Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat with that new soap powder we got at the Ideal Laundry Exhibition.
Yeah, I heard you and Mr. Max stood in the queue for the free sample 6 times till you were spotted by the security man. Violet, which is the Norman period?
Isn't it a kind of medieval? Can't you look it up in the catalogue?
And he's after putting all that into the computer, and I can't get any message off of the screen, except where it says in a little box, disk data error, go to exit.
Well?
I went to the exit, and when I came back, the message was still there.
I think the Norman period is armour for the men and big tall dunces hats for the ladies.
Is that it? And long curly toes on the shoes.
There for the fool, along with the cap and bells. That's Norman. Have you forgotten the little poem that makes the periods easy to remember? Bonnets is Restoration, hoops is Victorian, high bosoms is Regency.
That sounds like indecency.
Ah, hello, Mr. Mac. Where were you?
As far from high bosoms, I was out in Lucan. What class of language is that to be using, Viola?
It's only a little poem. You wouldn't want to mind what's in a little poem.
Pick up your wood. Poetry's only a cover-up for all kinds of indecencies and obscenities. Them that writes it should be put in jail and red-hot iron supplied to their...
No, you that objects to language.
Applied to their books and their operas. The stories of operas is disgusting.
You're in very bad humour today. Are you taking anything for us?
I had to go out and deliver it to Lucan. Lucan!
Sure, that's only 6 miles.
It's out in the country. Only savages lives out there. And cowards with big horns on them trying to run you through.
There's a message here. Fax through from Emerald Heritage Entertainment.
It would better be good news or you'll be getting a different kind of message and not be fax either.
List of costumes required for the history of Sorry, that's not part of my word database.
Show it here to me. Caruna Fuca Castle. The High King, Liam Longtooth. The Princess Fidelma Fitzpatrick. Amadon, the Jester. Cardinal Poggy Bonsey, the Papal Legate, and Joan of Arc. That's 5 costumes. And some of them might be wanting too, like Joan of Arc before and after.
There's that old Cinderella skirt with the ashes on it.
I'll take a look in the stockroom. Why did she say Norman if she meant medieval? God, aren't people very ignorant about history? Come on, Anthony. You can pull on the kettle you're after mentioning with the picture wire and make us a cup of instant.
May the force be with you, Mr. Mac.
Good luck, Anto. What's all this about a castle? We suppose it's way out in the back of beyond.
It must be the one I was reading about in the paper. They're doing dinners and a show for the tourists.
Is it one of them places you could stay overnight in a haunted turret?
I think so.
Would you fancy that?
Do you think I'm mad? Or made of money?
We could be the ghost. Coming in at you from behind the secret panel.
It would be the measure of you.
I wouldn't mind one of them 4-poster beds, but...
Isn't an ordinary bed good enough for you? Huh?
Not for what I'm thinking.
That's a very bold thing to say, and you complaining about indecency a minute ago. And anyway, you'd never travel more than a mile outside of the city, because you'd be afraid of the savages.
I wouldn't mind travelling if there was something worth travelling for.
Ah, I'm not in the humour for that. Here, give us the tongs for the washing machine. I had to dye Pharaoh's tunic red. Thanks. What's this? It must have shrunk in the machine. But didn't the shade of red come out lovely? Now, if they've a 4-foot actor for Pharaoh, it'll be just perfect.
What's them buttons on the cuffs?
Tunics don't have cuffs. Oh.
Them buttons is the insignia of the Pigeon Fanciers Club. You're after dyeing me dress shirt red!
So, if you come to our dress rehearsal in the castle, Mr. Doyle, you could help us fit on the costumes.
My costumes are always perfect, Miss O'Sluther. Once we have the measurements, we can confidently send them out knowing they'll be the exact fit.
Oh, I'm sure of that, Mr. Doyle. But what I was going to say was, we'd be happy to offer you 2 overnights absolutely free in the castle for the rehearsal and the opening night. You'd be an extra body to swell the audience.
Is the booking not great?
Well, you always have to pay for the place a bit till the word gets round. And of course, the Norman baronial dinner would be free too.
Oh, you're so kind of you, Mister. I shall be only too delighted to accept. I'm used to visiting castles, of course. Many of our best clients live in castles. For example, Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber in Tipperary. Oh, but it would be essential for me to bring me assistant, Mr. Goggin, to look after after all the nitty-gritty, you know.
Well, that would be no problem. The dress rehearsal is for the chef and the scullions, as well as the actors, and of course the banquet will be thrown in.
If they throw it, we'll catch it. You can expect us and the costumes in the early afternoon.
Safe journey, Mr. Doyle, and bon appétit.
Well, hump you for getting something for nothing for yourself. And what do they think of you, bringing Anthony along with you, and all he'll do is frighten the wolfhounds and fuse the light?
He needs a holiday. He's been overworking.
Isn't it a pity for him? And what about the rest of us?
The rest of us?
I suppose no one else has been overworking.
She only offered overnight for two. And anyway, the baronial dinner's very rich and spicy, and you only eat plain food.
Am I the only one?
Who are you talking about?
Who do you think?
If Mr. Mac can't drive 6 miles out to Lucan without throwing a wobbler, what's he going to be like driving 150 miles to the McGillicuddy's Reeks?
Can't we go on the train?
Have you any idea the cost of that? Unless he went on his golden oldies pass.
I didn't hear that remark. Well, not one stitch am I putting in Princess Fidelma's farthingale, nor Cardinal Puggy Bonzi's purple pontificals, till you fix up with that woman to include us in the package.
I'd tell her the 2 years I'll clap and cheer like a football crowd. She was saying she needs a good audience.
I don't mind what you tell her. I'm not going to have Mr. Mac deprived of his four-post... His ghost. And if you don't do something about it, he'll come back and haunt you.
He's haunted me enough already.
I suppose this is the castle.
Does it look like a bungalow on the Balbriggan bypass?
Oh, I can't straighten up my legs.
You had the only comfortable seat, sitting back there in the skip with the costumes.
Yeah, but the High King's spurs kept sticking into me. Is Mr. Mac not getting out?
Are you not getting out of the van, Mr. Mac?
I'm bent double over the steering wheel.
It was too long a drive. We should have taken a tea break at that chefette in Killarney.
And arrived even later. Listen, it's 8:30. The dress rehearsal will be starting without the dresses.
I'm starving. We can eat a horse.
It's probably what you'll get. Where's Anthony?
Oh, he's still asleep in the back. Hey, Anto, wake up. We've arrived at Castle Dracula.
I see a light under the portcullis.
Oh, God. Oh, I promise I'll never have bad thoughts again. And I leave all my money to the suffering souls.
Go down, you brute! Get out!
All right. Daisy's quite harmless. Daisy. These are our friends, the couturiers from Spangles and Tights.
If Daisy acts like this every night, they'll never get an audience.
Welcome to Karuna Fuka. I'm afraid the banquet rehearsal is over, but you might get a dainty tea at the Wolf and Waffle after the dress rehearsal. The actors have had their medieval meal. They're waiting for you in the lower vault next to the tomb of the unknown troubadour.
We're dying to meet them.
Anto, help me down with the skip. Anto, wake up. We've arrived.
It's the Hound of the Baskervilles.
Liam Longtooth, High King of this fair isle, how can I, as you dwindle, force a smile? Oh, woe is me, and woe is all our realm.
You won't play in the Princess Fidelma looks good in the pointy hat.
It's a pity the fella acting the king's the carrot head. If they told us he was supposed to be ancient, we could have brought one of them straggly wigs belonging to the witches.
We should be paying attention to the rehearsal.
Die, but you may take some hope. The naked Puggy Bonesy tells the Pope. He'll write with ink of gall and pen of osier. The Pope will smite the sexton with his crosier. I die.
I wonder would the king consent to a peroxide bleach?
He looks very sick. You'd swear he was really going to die.
And he's taken a long time about it.
I can't go on with this.
What's the matter?
I've got a bad attack of the collywobbles. Oh, must be something I hear.
It's only pre-first night nerves, dear. Come to think of it, I'm feeling a bit queasy myself.
Excuse me. Got a wrong.
Where is it? It's second arch at the top of the spiral staircase. Oh, I think I'll have to go too. You go to that one. I think there's another beside the drawbridge.
I suppose they'll come back in time to take that bell.
If they don't have to call an ambulance. Here's the fool coming now.
I hope he doesn't slip on the curly shoes.
A hey nonny nonny and a derry down day. I'm a court jester and a trifle fair.
And this looks like Cardinal Puggy Bonsy. He must have sent us the wrong measurements. Does he realise the hem of his scarlet surplice is above his knees?
I think he wants us to see his knees. Mind you, I've seen better.
I come from Roma, speaker Italiano, see?
With a riddle me ree and a hey diddle diddle. By the look of your toca, I'd say you're on the fiddle.
Where's the high king and Fidelma Fitzpatrica?
They're gone to the you know, and I'll have to follow after her. Excuse me, Pope.
Here, dear. I think I'll have to follow suit. Sorry. The back of the tick.
That's four of them made a quick exit.
And there's only Joan of Arc to come. And she can't do much on her own, because I don't see the makings of a bonfire.
I'm so sorry. The members of the cast seem to have been struck by a mysterious ailment. Oh, I must say the costumes are lovely.
Designed them myself. Did me research in the Norman Department of the National Gallery, so they're all absolutely authentic.
I hope your bedchambers are satisfactory.
Oh, lovely. And all the mob cons concealed in the panelling.
Excuse me, I must attend to the players.
I hope she doesn't take a look at them labels.
What labels?
After you saying you designed the costumes yourself. She mightn't be too pleased to see they're the job lot we got off the musical of King Lear that folded in the tryout at Tewkesbury.
The hard man, Anto.
Good luck, Mr. Mac.
Oh, yes, Jesse. How are you, Jesse? The Wolf and Waffle was closed, so we come over here. What are you having?
Oh, I need a double brandy.
Excuse me, Paddy. Will you ever get a double Remy Martin for this gent?
Wait a minute!
How did you know his name's Paddy?
They're all called Paddy in a place like this. What's that you, Desi? Sit down here.
Something dreadful's after happening.
Is the boiler?
Violet's gone up to bed in the tower with her script.
Script?
Telling her lines. What
are you on about?
Violet and me were starving, so I went down to the larder to see if there anything left over from the rehearsal banquet that we never got.
And you were discovered stuffing yourself on roast peacocks when all we can get here is crisps.
No, smart, smart from you. I discovered an earthenware jar, you see, and I was groping in it when I felt a presence beside me. And there was Miss O'Sluthera, whatever she calls herself. Aha, she, caught you at it. At what, says I? When I noticed the labels on the dresses you alleged you made yourself, I knew you were up to something. Uh-huh. And now I find you with your hand in the pot where we keep the money for the milkman.
Holy Saint Mungo!
And sure enough, when I took me fist out with a jar, I was sold in 320p.
You should have told her we're starving.
We live, we look at Shishi. I won't summon the guards this time.
Guards?
In fact, Shishi, you can help me out.
What?
All five members of me cast have been removed for observation to intensive care in Killarney. And tomorrow's opening night. I'd be most grateful for your troupe to take over the show. Understood, yes.
Well, I'm not going out on that stage.
Where are you going, then?
I'm driving 150 miles home in me van.
Well, you aren't. Your van's been impounded by the halberdiers and locked up into the crypt and the keys hidden away in the priest's hole.
Hey, look, the little van. And what's Violet doing?
She's sitting up on our four-poster with a towel round her head, laying in our lines with the Princess Fidelma Fitzpatrick.
That'll put an end to our ghost hunt.
Here's your script. You're doubling the parts of Cardinal Podgy Bonzi and Joan of Arc.
Holy smoke!
That's right. At the end, you get thrown onto the bonfire, and that's where you should be.
Ha ha! I'm helping on the lights, so I can't be in it.
One of the halberdiers is helping on the lights, and you're playing the High King, Liam Longtooth, in a suit of armour.
And what part are you playing? I suppose you got out of it.
When did I ever get out of Anton? I'm playing the fool, as usual.
Get into this. Pajama has a wasp waist. Oh, ah, but the buckle's gone.
Hey, Boiler. The zip's cut me chin.
How could you be? You've got the costume on back to front. Can't you see the zip's meant to be at the back?
Yeah.
Zip's at the back, bosom's at the front.
This changing room is very public.
Anthony, could you not give Mr. Mac a hand with his Joan of Arc dress?
Look it. No one's going to believe that I'm aged about 90 and supposed to be dying.
When you put the helmet on top of that armour, your hair won't be seen. Isn't that a stick of white grease paint on the dressing table?
This?
Rub that on your face, it'll give you a sickly look. And give Mr. Mac a hand to pull on that dress over his head.
There you are now, Mr. Mac. That's you. You spit all down me front, back! Voila! You'll have to fill a few stitches to
take it. Isn't time. Just throw that cloak over your shoulders and no one will see the rip. I'm bursting out of this. Anthony, sit down at the mirror and do your makeup properly.
I can't bend in this armour. It's like being inside a sardine tin.
Yeah, here, look, I've written it. I've written out all the words on big pieces of paper so we can read it scroll in hand.
Oh, thanks for the God. I couldn't get one single one of those lines into me head.
The audience is finishing the baronial dinner and the smell of cooking out there would only knock you over.
I've had a dainty tea and a wolf and waffle.
Now, where's me fool's rig out? God, I haven't worn yellow tights since I was the second huntsman in Swan Lake with Jane Margot. Da 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 da. Oh, God, I'm swamped in these. I hate sagging tights. Make you look like a frog stepping out of a pond.
Well, you designed them yourself.
This isn't the time for remarks. Oh, there's the music. We better be getting on. Where's me curly shoes? Hey, Violet, Violet, don't forget your dunce's hat. Anthony, have you got your metal greaves? And your... Ah!
What's wrong?
Your face. I thought you were a ghost.
Calm down. That's me nonagenarian makeup. Goes well with the chainmail.
Well, mind yourself with all that metal and don't be swinging your knob, career. I'll knock us all out. Come in.
Hello. I just want to be sure that...
She's got the bug, too.
It's the ghost of Sir Gansey Fitzbadley.
Welcome, lords and ladies, to this castle old and gory. We hope you liked our menu, every dish antique and hoary. Our venison and our capons and our tasty bacon flitches were simmered in a cauldron, once the property of three witches. I am the jester. May I ask you for a bit of push? And if you don't enjoy the show, just give us the bum's rush. Not a very nice thing to have to say. Anthony, you're on.
Gentlemen, this armor readily will vouch that I, High King of Ireland, am no slouch. My soldiers soon will force our foe to yield. So all to arms and join me in the field.
Hey, Violet. There's two people in the front row leaving already.
I was peeping through the curtains and they're walking out the back as well.
Well, that's one of Dan's revenge, Valero. Oh, we can remember most of the steps.
No, give Mr. Mac a chance.
This gang of homespun hides the fact that I, a warrior, am disguised. I'm just no lie. Just as St. John to Ireland I will go. To fight against the headed in this fog. I travel on the ship with box and bag. And none will recognize me in distress.
The whole
Lord, this is making for the exit.
But Mr. Mac was very good. A real artiste.
I'd better get back on.
Here comes the fill. Our humour's to improve. With jokes and quips my weary brain to soothe.
The audience is leaving. I can see that.
To while away the time, High King, I'll dance. And you can join me in the ragman's prance.
Keep off. I can't dance in this armour.
Well, jig about a bit.
With the hey nonny nonny and the deli deli down, we put it together.
Stop, stop, I'm falling over.
Till you fall on your friends.
Stupid Ethan. Me corny toes is causing your greens.
Now watch out. Here's Viola.
Haste, father. Haste and food. You must away, for I can see. For I can see.
I can't see a thing.
You didn't stoop low enough. Your dunce's hat smashed the chandelier.
We can't continue in the dark.
Listen.
I can't hear a thing.
That's it. The audience is all gone.
Well, bad sex to them anyway. And we were far better than the actors at the dress rehearsal.
The audience cleared off pretty quick, all right.
Hello? Hello?
Mr. Mac, we're on the stage. The emergency switch is beside...
That's better.
The place is empty.
And don't we know it?
When I come off the stage, I went out into the corridor and they were all running for their lives.
Well, really? No appreciation of talent.
Running for their lives to get to the doctor. Food poisoning.
The Norman baronial dinner.
I knew from that menu it'd be dodgy.
And there's no point now going down to the scullery looking for leftovers. There's only one thing to do if we aren't to starve.
A dainty tea in the Wolf and Waffle.
Ah, humpus.
That was Spangles and Tights by Christopher Fitzsimon. The part of Desi was played by David Kelly. Pauline McGlynn was Violet, Eugene O'Brien, Anthony, and Frank Kelly, Mr. Mac. Clina O'Sleutheron was Anne Byrne, the High King, Bertie Sweeney, and Fidelma Fitzpatrick, Roma Tomalty. Cardinal Poggy Bonsi was John Keyes, and the court jester, Paddy Scully. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was played by John Trotter, and the production was directed in Belfast by Roland Giacarello.